Anyone. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today's show here this Monday, April 13th, 2026 edition. Last Thursday, federal government filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court's Eastern District regarding Washtenaw County. Federal government wants a court order invalidating Washtenaw County officials' policies regarding law enforcement's response to illegal immigration efforts. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District, Eastern District, alleges that local officials, their actions, quote, undermine federal immigration laws and federal law enforcement by shielding undocumented immigrants from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainers and by not sharing immigration information with federal authorities. Washtenaw County's policies aim to obstruct federal law enforcement and celebrate thwarting the constitutional obligation of the President of the United States to take care that the federal immigration laws be faithfully executed, end quote, said the complaint from the U.S. Department of Justice Assistant Director Robert Linderfeld. Statement goes on to say, such blatant disregard for federal laws that have been on the books for over three decades is not merely a political statement, but it is also a deliberate action that jeopardizes the public safety of all Americans. The lawsuit names as defendants Washtenaw County Sheriff Alicia Dreyer, Prosecutor Eli Savitt, and the County Board of Commissioners, all of them. Well, MERS News Service sought a comment from Eli Savitt, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for Attorney General. However, the messages were not returned. Michelle Billiard, Corporate Counsel for the Sheriff's Office, said the county is aware of the complaint, saying that the department will vigorously defend its policies and remains a welcoming and safe community for all residents, including immigrant residents. We strongly disagree with the characterization of our policies and are confident that our policies are firmly grounded in constitutional principles. The county remains resolute, committed to public safety, enforcing the laws, and protecting all members of our community. Since taking office again back January 2025, President Donald Trump has focused on immigration efforts by declaring an emergency. State of emergency exists. The lawsuit alleges that the Sheriff's Office of Washtenaw County declared federal immigration wasn't an investigative or law enforcement role or activity of the county's sheriff's office, and that her department will not detail individuals solely due to an immigration detainer or even a warrant by ICE. When there is no valid judicial warrant or order signed by a judge, Prosecutor Savitt who's running for the Democrats' attorney general nomination, alleges something similar by instructing county assistant prosecutors to structure plea offers, eliminate multiple counts in criminal charges documents, and using language that would avoid triggering immigration consequences. Well, in their lawsuit, federal government says that Savitt's order is a nefarious roadmap, quote unquote, that allows Washtenaw County prosecutors to shirk their reporting obligations to federal immigration officials. Finally, the complaint claims that the Board of Commissioners' January resolution banning ICE agents from county buildings unless they have a judicial warrant is likewise an effort to impair ICE agents from performing their law enforcement duties. So, pretty interesting development down in Washtenaw County. We'll continue to follow this and see where this lawsuit goes. And where's that other story I had pulled up? Oh, let's see. It moved. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. State Supreme Court in Michigan last week heard arguments in a medical torture appeal case. Did an expert's diagnosis of medical torture improperly interfere with a jury's exclusive role in deciding whether a mother abused her 6-year-old son? Michael Mittelstadt, an assistant defender within the state appellate defender's office, told the Michigan Supreme Court that it did. And as a result, the torture conviction for Gwendolyn Alexander is invalid. Invalid and should be overturned. Well, Daniel Herbel, the lead attorney with the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, countered that the doctor provided a clear definition of what medical torture was. And he disagreed with Mittelstadt's view that it was a perpetrator-based diagnosis. The doctor was completely focused on what the victim went through. Alexander, 35, who admitted that she bound her young son's hands and feet with a belt and zip ties in order to immobilize him, was accused of mistreating her son. One charge alleged Alexander abused her son in the presence of her 3-year-old daughter. Well, the boy's godmother was asked to take him by the courts in January of 2020. She called emergency services after finding him malnourished and 2 black eyes, scars on his face and hands, lacerations on his wrists and ankles. Alexander was convicted September of 2022 for the torture and for child abuse. She was sentenced to 6.5 years to 30 years in prison. On appeal, Alexander's attorney argued that the prosecution failed to prove that she intended to cause great bodily harm to her son. Well, Mittelstadt argued that the physician testifying for the prosecution described the mother's conduct as a crime. And when asked to explain her conclusion, the doctor used additional terms that was not connected to culpability and criminality. In addition, he said it's prejudicial to take these comments wrongly toward the defendant. He went on to say that it doesn't take much for the court to understand the logistics analysis in this case. The term medical torture that was used by the doctor goes even further than that. It's far more libel. Excuse me. It's much more the label, and it penetrates deep into the jury's province. Torture evokes the sadistic and cruel and abusive behavior, and that is exactly what Mrs. Alexander was on trial for doing to her child. In hearing the arguments, Chief Justice Megan Kavanaugh questioned how the physician came to the conclusion that medical torture is two psychological maltreatments as well as two physical assaults. Well, the attorney replied that the doctor's differential diagnosis was based on the victim's medical history, interviews with the child, as well as other reports. Kavanaugh then questioned how the court should address the physician and prosecution in the way it was handled by the jury. Did it in fact impact using the medical and legal terms for torture? The attorney Middlestat responded that the distinction did help, but the expert's explanation matched the elements of the crime, giving credence to the assault as well as the assumed guilt. Finally, Justice Kimberly Ann Thomas questioned whether there were other cases where an expert used the medical term torture. Herbell said that the diagnosis does exist, but was not aware of any other cases where the term medical torture had been used. It is very, very rare diagnosis and is seldom brought up. When asking this court not to create a remedy for the problem that doesn't exist, Herbell said yes. The Supreme Court took it under advisement, and their decision is going to be made later this spring. Medical torture. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Phyllis reporting in for duty downstate, Herr County, Washtenaw. The county government is a mess. Well, with Democrats running your county, that's what you get. So you guys are going to have to get the Republican Party stronger, get some good candidates, and replace these guys at the next election. Officer Rick, the prosecutor's name is pronounced Ellie, like the girl's name. He's Middle Eastern. So Eli Savitt is Ellie Savitt? Sounds like a girl. Okay, whatever. Don't really care. But he's being sued. So, and this Hassan Piker, he's going over the top again, because now in his little podcast out of his mother's basement, calling Republicans the biggest terrorist organization in the country. This is the same guy that the Muslim Abdul El-Sayed was out doing campaign stops at the colleges, Michigan State University and U of M. And this guy wants to win the nomination to be a U.S. Senator, wanting to be the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Senate. Well, Haley Stevens and Mallory McMorrow, the state senator from Royal Oak, appears to be probably leading those races. And I don't understand why young people are even paying attention to this Hassan Piker. The guy's over the top. Well, just shows the direction of the progressive movement, the socialists. Absolutely amazing. And the other thing, AOC's Mamdani, Tlaib, and others are tied directly to this Piker guy, including even Bernie Sanders. So, amazing, amazing direction the Democrat Party is heading. Right now, 121 empty oil tankers are heading to the United States. 121 empty tankers heading right now on the open seas from all over the world heading to America, going to be loading up with U.S. produced oil. So it's kind of interesting to see that President Trump's blockade is forcing 121 empty oil tankers to come to the United States for oil. When the president started Drill Baby Drill and said that we will be a major exporter of oil, it's already starting to happen. It'll be interesting to see the stock futures on oil, the price of the barrels of oil, later today. We'll see what it closes out at and see where this ends up going. President Trump making an announcement. He believes oil prices and gas prices will definitely be down by the November election. So we'll continue to talk about that as well. Got a short little tidbit story here. Kind of interesting. The state of Michigan, looking at different speakers. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a business leader and distinguished professor, were announced as the commencement speakers for Michigan State University's graduation ceremony. Krister Fernandez, founder and principal of Agentic Connect, will address the graduates with master's and educational specialist degrees, as well as University Distinguished Professor Ann Austin. Fernandez holds a master's degree in human resources and labor relations from Michigan State and is the former HR AI officer and CVP of Microsoft. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, will be speaking. She holds a bachelor's degree in communication and a law degree, magna cum laude, from the Michigan State University College of Law. She's going to address the graduates during the spring graduation. Ann Austin will address the doctoral candidates, including those getting doctorates in philosophy, education, nursing, and music. So Governor Gretchen Whitmer going back to Michigan State University to give commencement address. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan.